From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Fire in a vacant lot about 5 feet from a four-unit apartment building on Pine Street South damaged the building's siding and foam insulation. Deputy Fire Chief Bernie Stanza says the call was turned in at about 10:30 this morning for Pine at Kirby. All that was on the lot was an old shed along with a burned mattress and several discarded needles. Stanza says only one apartment occupant was home and got out safely. An investigation is underway to pinpoint what caused the blaze. At the head of the council table in Timmins for at least the next 4 years will be Councillor Michelle Boileau. She took a landslide victory in yesterday's election over fellow councillor Joe Campbell and newcomer Richard Lafleur. The new mayor isn't sure yet what will happen to her employment at Collège Boréal, where she's manager of employment programs and services.
Collège Boréal will need someone full-time in that position, so of course I still have to find out what this new job entails, but I have had conversations with my supervisors.
Boileau adds that she has committed to a period of transition at the college. Here's the slate of councillors Mayor-elect Boileau will lead. In Mountjoy Township, Rock Wissell was acclaimed. Representing South Porcupine will be newcomer Lauren Feldman. Replacing Joe Campbell and Schumacher is Bill Gvozdanovich. Porcupine and the Rural East End returned John Curley to his seat. And in the former town of Timmins, the four successful candidates are Kristen Murray, Steve Black, Andrew Marks, and Corey Robin. Online voting continues to gallop through Timmins municipal elections. Yesterday was the third consecutive time that voters could use the online way to vote. Starting when advanced polls opened on October 11th, right up until all voting stopped last night. Only 12,000 or 42% cast a vote in any format, but just under 8,800 did it online. That's an incredible 72%, up from 55% in 2018. Fireworks at Queen's Park today. In the first question period in 6 weeks, the NDP and Liberals fired questions at the Conservatives about why Premier Doug Ford and former Solicitor General Sylvia Jones are fighting testifying at the Emergency Act inquiry. They were summoned to testify, but Ford says they're seeking a judicial review to set that aside. Under grilling, while both Ford and Jones were MIA, the government House leader said the inquiry is a police, not a political matter. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.